Lesson 7, diphthongs. When a ut is added to a vowel, it becomes a single unit and it forms a new sound. For example, the patach and the kamatz both have the sound of ah. However, when you add the ut after either a patach or a kamatz, it becomes I, as in aisle. So, reviewing that one more time, the patach and the yud, or the kamatz and the yud, both have the new sound of I, like aisle. Then we have the segol and the tsere, both of whom have the sound of e. However, when you add the yud after the segol, it becomes a, like stay. When you add the yud after the tsere, it also is a, as in stay. So to review, the vowels of the segol and the tsere go from e to a. They become a when they have the yud after the vowel. And the last one is the chirik. Chirik is the single dot underneath the letter, and that has a sound of e. However, when you add the yud after the chirik, it becomes a little bit longer of an e, as in sleep. Sleep. So the chirik and yud gives us the sound of E, as in sleep. Now we'll go to 7.03, and the first word is maim. Please repeat after me. Maim. That means water. The second word is shamaim. Shamaim. Please repeat. Shamaim. And that means heaven. The third word is Adoni. Adoni, please repeat. Adoni means my Lord. And the fourth word is Adonai. Please repeat. Adonai. Ha'adonim. Ha'adonim. So together, that is Adonai. Ha'adonim. Please repeat. Adonai ha'adonim. That means Lord of Lords. The fifth word is Adonai. Adonai Yahweh. Adonai Yahweh. Please repeat. Adonai Yahweh. That means Lord God. And the sixth word is Adonenu. Adonenu. Please repeat. Adonenu. That means our Lord. And the seventh is He was. Haya. Haya. Please repeat. Haya. Haya, he was. The eighth word is Chagai. Chagai. That means, that is often pronounced in English as Haggai or Haggai, but in Hebrew it's a much more beautiful sound. It's Chagai. And please repeat, Chagai. The ninth word is bain. Bain. Between. Please repeat. Bain. And the tenth word is epho. Epho. Please repeat. Epho. That means where. It's an interrogative or a question word. Where. Epho. And the 11th word is Sinai. Sinai. Please repeat. Sinai. that means Sinai. And the 12th is Elohim. Elohim. This word means God. It's a title, not a name, but a title. The 13th word is Vichonecha. Vichonecha. Okay, repeat and I will say it slowly. Vichonecha. And do repeat it again. Vichonecha. Good. And he will be gracious to you. That is part of the Aaronic blessing. And the 14th word is he. He, which means she. He, please repeat. He. And the 15th word is Elohecha. Elecha, sorry. Elecha, which means to you or upon you. Elecha. This is from the Aaronic blessing.